Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. If you're just getting into your car, you're just driving in. Hopefully we see you at the draft party tonight.
Yeah, you think there'll be 275,000 people?
Like Detroit last night?
Supposedly. That's what they said on the broadcast.
270. I'll tell you what, as I was watching that, I'm like, man, Houston does big events really well, obviously. I mean, we've had multiple Super Bowls, multiple Final Fours, all kinds of big events here in town. I don't know that we're equipped to do if they wanted the draft here.
Yeah,
I don't know that we're equipped to do what Detroit did last night with that outdoor area there. That was an incredible spectacle last night.
Well, we haven't had nearly the same number of foreclosures in the last couple decades.
That's fair. They do have extra real estate. They knocked down some homes. Yeah.
They probably evicted some folks and just raised the. I know that. Detroit has rebounded all that.
Yep.
They get super sensitive when you talk about. You know, when they almost completely died as a city.
They get sensitive about the complete failure of the city they were
for
a while.
The economic failure that birthed 3,000 flip this
they're
house
not just
series
totally cool.
on. Yeah.
They're not just totally cool with guys like you and I making fun of that.
Yeah, no. They're like, yeah, that time grandma lost her home. They hate
joking
about
that. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's some place they could do it. I'm guessing that wherever that is in Detroit, it's not like the Garden Center or whatever.
No, and the stage was temporary.
It's a badass. I got to hand it to the NFL. They've really outdone them. So I thought making the draft a traveling road show. I was skeptical of that. And how stupid was I for that opinion?
About as stupid as you look with that hat on, actually, right now.
Whatever. Excuse me. I have to wipe all the female body parts out of my hair to hear what you're saying now. What's that?
Because the ladies love that big foam hat.
I've had four propositions since I put this hat on.
Seth's wearing Ben doesn't count. Seth's wearing a big foam hat.
Ben discovered a fetish he didn't know he had.
Yeah.
Seth,
I'm feeling a different kind of way with Seth in that big foam hat. All right, let's get to the best available here for the Texans. These are names. I think I just went through like the ESPN best available after the night was over last night, Seth, and I just went kind of like there are some guys that are best available that I don't like. Jonathan Brooks is like 12th on the list, the running back from UT.
Yeah.
I don't think they're drafting. I don't think they're drafting him.
He's the one that a lot of different draft experts they kind of break the mold for this year where running backs, nobody seems to respect running backs at all.
Yeah.
Jonathan Brooks is up there on a lot of lists.
So we'll see. I don't have him, but the best available in no particular order. I went by position, and I'm talking for 42 right now. You rattled off the corner. There are about a half a dozen cornerbacks that I think one of them will still be there at 42 if the Texans if the Texans like any of these guys, Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the Rake Straw kid from Missouri, Lassiter from South Carolina, the TJ Tampa kid who I've seen mock to the Texans. That's five right there. So if you're somebody who wanted a corner, there's going to be a good corner there. The defensive tackles that I jotted down that were on that best available in that range for the Texans were two guys you mentioned in the open, Johnny Newton and from Illinois, and Braden Fisk from Florida State.
Yeah. I think, honestly, like, I like Braden Fisk. I have some reservations about perhaps just how strong, like, football strong he actually is. But I like his upside. But I kind of put him in the same bucket as Chris Jenkins. Maybe, like, they're a step above Michael Hall Jr. and Ruka Roro. But I like all those guys. If you're going for a more athletic guy with upside as a pass rusher. But then they also have the kid from Baylor, Gabe Hall.
Yep.
And then Mason Smith, the LSU kid, who are, like, bigger, more prototypically sized defensive tackles that, for whatever it's worth, those guys are a lot more like Arik Armstead, who the Texans did just try to trade for. That, so if DeMeco maybe likes that Arik Armstead body type, which is not a guarantee that that's what he likes, those are the guys that are out. There's plenty of options at defensive tackle.
There are. If Nick wants one of those two guys, because Newton and Fisk are the two that have been most often mocked in that 42 range by the experts, is he having to make phone calls right now if he wants to get, say, Johnny Newton? Like, is Newton still sitting there at 42?
Okay, here's the thing with Newton. He's 6'1", which, if you're Byron Murphy, they call that natural leverage. If you're Johnny Newton, it's you're too
sitting
short.
There on Friday.
Which is interesting, because I think, honestly, one of my concerns about Byron Murphy, and I like Byron Murphy a lot, but one of my concerns is he loses his feet a good amount. So for a smaller guy that loses his feet in college, I worry about what that's going to be like in the NFL, where Johnny Newton is like has incredible core strength and balance and is hardly ever off. Even when he's knocked into weird positions, doesn't get knocked off balance. He's just not – he doesn't have the athletic – flash and upside, plus he was injured last year. So I don't know, maybe some teams are really skeptical about Johnny Newton. Maybe the medicals, he had a Jones fracture, and we know Jones fractures can be finicky things, any kind of foot injury, because it's a broken bone in your foot, it can end up being way more complicated than you think. So I don't know how much of that factors into it. Johnny Newton might slide maybe way further than people anticipated, if it is some kind of medical reservation.
He's on the board at 42 tonight.
I love it. Yeah. I really like him. I like the way he plays. Like I said, in terms of being ready for the NFL, I actually feel like he's better than Byron Murphy in some respects. But I see where the upside is with Byron Murphy. I just like Johnny Newton is a hoss that has an incredible motor and really good strength and balance. And he looks like he likes to physically hurt people. These kids don't have the lust for violence that you really need and want.
We know DeMeco likes that.
Right. A lust for violence.
He picks up waiver wire guys that have already had two priors, like Kareem Jackson. So
one thing I've noticed about defensive tackles over the years, I don't know if this is an internet effect of everybody knowing that they're going to get like torched on social media if they loaf at all. They all have good motors.
Yeah, these guys.
I haven't seen a lot of fat, sloppy loads that just don't try hard.
No.
Even Devondre Sweat, who's a fat, sloppy load in some respects, he tries. Sometimes he anatomically fails because he's too big to carry all that weight. But other than that, but he does try really hard all the time.
That's interesting. It's a byproduct of the age we live in where cameras are everywhere.
Yeah.
I better try.
When I watch these defensive linemen, I'm kind of like, It's really hard for me to hear people bash Gen Z when I watch these guys who are honestly, I can tell on film, they're better dudes than the average defensive line prospect from 20 years ago.
Yep.
Like they're more about it. They play their asses off.
A few more best availables here, and then we'll get to Michael Penix Jr. and that what was the first holy bleep moment of the night last night. Wide receiver, Adonai Mitchell is still there.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey, still there. Several others after that, but in my mind, I feel like those are the two best still on the board. There's a run of wide receivers at the very end of the first round.
Yeah, yeah.
Ricky Pearsall went. Boy, C.J. Stroud did not like seeing Ricky Pearsall go off the board.
Didn't know.
We'll get to that at 7 o'clock.
He was really, he went on and on. Which game did he bring up?
Oh, the Missouri game.
He's like, you watched the Missouri game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, of course I watched the Missouri
game. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock, the audio from C.J. Stroud on that. And then our guy, the deep ball. Went at 32 overall. Carolina lived up to their word and traded up and got Xavier Leggett.
A lot of people were torching the Bills because the Bills, traded back twice.
Spoon-fed Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs.
Right,
thanks
right,
a lot,
yeah.
Bills.
Yeah, I know. That's the ironic part. Now, a lot of people are wondering is, okay, well, are the Bills just kind of loading up and because what they really need is at least one veteran receiver that they really like. Are they just loading up and they'd rather trade for an Ayuk or somebody like that?
That's interesting.
Versus bringing in a rookie and trying to bring him along while the rest of the team's resetting too. If they can pull it off, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
If they can't pull it off, then it's all for naught.
No, then they've just, I mean, we got to see how it plays out. But yeah, the Bills, I was just angry they facilitated Worthy to the Chiefs the way they did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Who should be more angry, Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen, in their team's unwillingness to get them help?
Kirk Cousins shouldn't be mad about anything. He got $180 million with $100 million guaranteed with a recovering Achilles tendon.
But there's the part of him that maybe thought, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go to a place where, and who knows what promises were made in the
free agency
courtship.
Sorry, bro, that's business. Yeah. I don't feel sorry for anybody who has $180 million that he's getting, which I don't know that he fully deserves. You know how I feel about Kirk Cousins.
Just quarterbacks in general.
Yeah,
right now.
But Kirk Cousins, who has won a playoff game in his career.
Yeah.
Like a playoff game. Or maybe he's been to a playoff game.
He's got $90 million guaranteed over the first 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but
so
there's one of the knocks on Penix is that he's 25 years old. I feel like that's a little bit ironic because we're talking about, the guy that he will be replacing, Penix could play for the Falcons for 15 more years.
Right,
that age.
Real quick, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Michael Penix Jr., the Washington quarterback who was a runner-up for the Heisman, who was forecasted to go at best like in the teens, if not towards the end of the first round, maybe even second round, ends up going eighth to the Atlanta Falcons, who spent $180 million, 100 guaranteed, on Kirk Cousins this offseason, and it was wild. Like, there was, like, I was waiting for the next shoe to drop. I'm like, okay, maybe they're drafting him and they're going to trade him to somebody, or maybe we're going to get a report that Cousins' Achilles isn't fully healed.
Yeah.
None of that. The only report we got about Kirk Cousins is he was completely caught off guard, like the rest of us were, by this pick. Here's Rich Eisen and Daniel Jeremiah on the NFL Network. Jeremiah had talked to Mike McCartney after this pick. That's Kirk Cousins' agent.
I still can't believe the Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. It has nothing to do. I am such a huge fan of that kid. I want nothing but success for him. He is incredible. But they just signed Kirk Cousins to a nine-figure deal.
I just reached out to his agent, Mike McCartney. I'm sure Ian's talked to him as well. But he was not given a heads up. Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
Okay, now let me clarify what I said before about not feeling sorry for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I generally don't feel sorry for him. Okay, you got to deal with it.
Right.
It would, if I were Kirk Cousins,
It
would give me pause on working with my new employer here. Like, this is really the first kind of fork in the road or inflection point I have with my new employer. And I didn't even get a heads up that this was the thought process.
Yeah.
You know, that would make me very, very skeptical about dealing with upper management.
Where I'm going to take on your role there too, then. I'm not pretending I'm Kirk Cousins. I'm like, all right, listen, Kirk, you are who you are. All right, okay, you're an old man with an Achilles.
Yeah.
It came together very quickly. We weren't sure Penix was going to be available. Sorry we didn't protect your tender little feelings by giving you a call to tell you something that you were going to find out in 3 minutes anyway. Sorry, Kirk, did you think we were going to change if you protested, you stupid old man?
Yeah.
That's not me talking.
Right.
That's Arthur Blank.
Right. Oh, yeah, because he seems like someone who would go off like that. Arthur Blank. I wonder if Kirk Cousins openly, accidentally talking about them tampering with him made them kind of look around and go, all right, we may need to get a plan B here.
We've got a lot of skeletons in these closets here. We can't trust him. That's Penix right. Seems like he knows when to keep his mouth shut.
Independent of Kirk Cousins, I don't know what Atlanta's doing. Like that, I would have loved to have seen Eisen's reaction because that deserves a trademarked, what is up with that?
It's a little bit of, you know what it feels like? It feels like you're trying to be a little too clever. It's like you're trying to have this grand plan of how everything's going to work out without taking care of the problem numero uno, which is let's have a winning football season.
Right.
Let's have a winning team over the next couple of years. They're planning for how to sustain a stretch of success that they haven't actually yet achieved yet.
They haven't, but they're favored to win the division, to your point. You know, they're favored to win. With Kirk Cousins, they went from just in the pack there to favored, granted a bad division, but favored to win that division. When you see teams like, I saw people comparing this to the Packers with Aaron Rodgers a few years back, and then, several years back, and then Jordan Love a few years back, hey, sometimes teams draft their guy and they're going to sit him there for a couple years because they know that the guy they have is kind of winding down. The Packers did that when they were good and picking in the 20s.
Yeah.
This is the eighth overall pick where you've got Roma Dunze on the board. Instead of finding Kirk Cousins' replacement, who, by the way, is older than, as you pointed out, older than the normal quarterback. And we haven't mentioned this, two ACLs and two shoulder surgeries as well.
Two ACLs, it's in the same right knee.
Right.
According to the graphic last night, I didn't realize. I thought it was opposite knees, but it was the same right knee.
Yeah,
which is a big deal.
It's crazy. But you don't do it with the eighth pick.
Not as plant, you know, because he's. But anyway, This is like if you're building a house and you're stretched out. You're like, and you're trying like hell to stay under budget. And you come home one day, and your wife's like, I just put a deposit on a pool because I felt like this was the time. We're like, well, a pool.
Penix is a pool.
Yep. No. We got to get the house built
That's
first.
It, man.
It's not time for the Penix pool.
That's right.
You're obsessed with Penix.
Okay. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday, day two of the draft. Let's get to headlines. We will get to headlines in the draft. We've not talked about the Astros yet. Why? Because the Astros right now are not really worth talking about. They lost again yesterday. They're on their way to Mexico today. We'll get you up to speed on the Astros and a whole lot more in headlines. That is coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.